sa'yong mga mata. Sa isip mo'y wala nang daramay pa. Mga bisig namin nakalaan sa'yo, gamot namin puso sa sugat mo. Lingkod bayan sa'yo'y
natawag. Magandang hapon po, Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao. Istabay lang tayo sa ating programang number 1 sa pangapong edisyon. Mamaya po, meron tayong special guest
sa'yo.
Mula po sa Japan, mga kaibigan, makakausap natin ang ating ikangang champion sa chess sa buong mundo, si Bobby Fischer. Mamaya po, live!
Ang isip ko para sa'yo.
Standby tayo kay Bobby Fischer. Live na live po tayo sa Japan. Sabagat alamin natin kung ano po mga ika nga po nangyari. Nangyari po. Ito, usapang buong mundo ito. Buong mundo, hindi lang dito sa Pilipinas, hindi lang sa Japan, mga kaibigan. Ito, pagkakulong ni Bobby Fischer, yung Grand Master po, nakilala natin sa chess. Nung araw, talaga matunog ang kanyang pangalan. Medyo nawala sa limelight ngayon. Hindi natin malaman kung ano po kadahilanan. Alright, standby tayo.
Sayo nakalaan, narito kaibigan ko, para namin alay sa'yo. Sa gitna man ng unos at tag-ulan, asahan mo ang isip ko para sa'yo. Sa'yo'y nakalaan, narito kaibigan ko, panagamin alay sa'yo. Sa gitna man ng unos at tag-ulan, asahan mo ang isip ko. Para sa'yo.
Pinchante sweepstakes, talaga 10 piso, meron tayong bagasang maging milyonaryo. Alright, standby lang tayo, siyempre sa ilang mga commercial pa rin ng ating programa, Lingkod Bayan.
Kanin tayo sa Japan, parang milyonaryo! Siyempre!
Hanggang Japan lang!
Sa BPSO Cash and Car Promo, pwede kang magbuhay milyonaryo! Ito, 10 piso mo, maaaring manalo ng 5 milyong piso instantly!
Wow! Etong matalo,
panalo pa rin! Kasali ka sa raffle draw! Ipamimigay 6 na brand new BMW!
Kasali mo swerte sa Cash and Car Promo ng BPSO! Para di ka Japan, buhay milyonaryo na!
See posters and print ads for details.
Philippine Charity Sweepstakes, salaga 10 piso, meron tayong bagasang maging milyonaryo. Mga kaibigan, kung gusto po ninyo magpunta ng abroad, sa Taiwan, Japan, Hong Kong, Amerika, sa Taiwan po, kailangan na kailangan ng factory worker, domestic helper, Japan entertainer, magmadali kayo. Narito po ang 10th Story Placement Agency. Iyan po mga kaibigan ay matatagpuan sa 1858 Oroquieta Street, Corner, Tayuman, Santa Cruz, Manila.
na may telephone number 741-2369-741-2262. Magmadali kayo. Baka kayo na po ang mapili makapunta sa abroad. Ito po mga kaibigan ng 10th Story Placement Agency ng aking kaibigan. And then, mga nakikinig po dyan, binabati po namin kayo. Pinting lechon, napakalutong, napakasarap. Siyempre, pag may okasyon kayo, may kasalan, binyagan o kahit anong selebrasyon, abay, magpinting lechon na kayo. Ito po yung nire-recommendan nito ni Falcon sabagat napakalutong, napakasarap. Malinamnan. Ikumpara mo dun sa ibang lechon, eh dito na tayo sa pinting lechon. At pwede po natin tawagan sa telephone number 413-2622-740-2111-741-6874-740-2179. Pinting lechon.
Alright, this time by muna tayo mga kaibigan sabagat bisita natin sa ating linya tulad po na nabanggit natin. We have a visitor and of course Dr. Mayor, Dr. Jenny Mayor and of course Mr. Rolando Norte. Alright, please welcome our very guest this afternoon, Mr. Bobby Pizer. Are you there, Mr. Bobby Pizer?
Yeah, this is he.
Is this Bobby? Bobby?
Yeah.
How are you?
Okay. Well, what is your name?
Yeah, this is Tony Falcon.
What's your first name?
Tony Falcon,
yeah. How do you do?
Broadcaster here in the Philippines.
Yeah.
All right. We have here your friend Eugene Torre and of course Dr. Jenny Mayor and Rolando Norte.
Yeah.
All right. What happened to you, Mr. Eugene? Bobby Fischer, right?
Yeah, I'm Bobby Fischer. Yeah, Eugene is, I think he's busy right now. He's at the Spanish embassy trying to get a visa.
Yeah. So what happened? You give me the real score there now.
Yeah, I'm right now. I'm in Japan. I'm in a prison here. I was kidnapped by the Japanese government 3 months ago. It's almost 3 months I've been here now.
Bob, you mean to say you've been kidnapped?
Kidnapped by the Japanese government, yes, sir.
I see. Also, you give me the details, complete details, why they kidnapped you.
Okay, well, I was leaving I was at the airport in Tokyo. This is July 13th of this year. This is 2004. Oh, today's date, by the way. I like to date my interviews. This is October 11th.
Yeah,
2004.
Mm-hmm.
So this is almost 3 months ago, July 13th, 2004. I was at the airport in Narita Airport in Tokyo, and I was in the immigration to leave Tokyo for Manila, Philippines. I had a flight, you know. And suddenly, they said, they arrested me and said my passport was invalid because the USA had said it was revoked, which was a lie. They never revoked it. And then they said I was under arrest. I refused to be arrested. A whole bunch of guys, about 10, 15 guys grabbed me, dragged me into a cell, almost killed me, injured me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just laying in the cell there in pain for hours, and then finally I got to sleep, and then the next day, the guards came back to my cell. They said, you have a guest from a visitor from the U.S. Embassy. I said, I don't want to see anybody from the U.S. Embassy. They physically dragged me to see the guy from the U.S. Embassy, you know?
Yeah.
Called Peter, and then he showed me my passport. They had destroyed my passport. They had punched holes through it and stamped canceled on every page. All this completely illegally,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I've been in the prison here the last 3 months. And I was in the airport prison for about 1 month. Then they took me here to Ushiko Prison. This is in Ibaraki Prefecture.
Mm-hmm.
And I have recently found out I am very near to a leaking nuclear power plant. It is leaking nuclear radiation right now as I'm talking to you. It's been leaking nuclear radiation for 5 years. They're trying to kill me, the U.S. and the Japanese authorities, with the nuclear radiation. I've asked for a provisional release. They refused. I've asked for to be transferred to another prison. They refused. They want to keep me here to kill me with nuclear radiation.
So what happened? What is the real status of your case now?
Well, they have a deportation order for me to deport me to the United States to murder me there.
So there is
my lawyer blocked it in the court. Yeah, what?
So there is a deportation letter already.
Yes, the Minister of Justice, Mr. Nozawa, signed it a couple months ago.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but then my lawyer went to the court and she blocked it. You know,
mm-hmm.
So it's in the courts now. But in the meantime, I'm here in this Ushiku prison. They call it a immigration detention center, but it's the same as a prison because you can't leave. There are guards and everything.
So, for example, they send you back in the United States. So what will you do?
Well, they want to kill me there. They have an arrest
the
warrant
States?
For me. It's not really a deportation. It's actually an extradition. But they can't extradite me. Because the alleged crime I committed is not a crime in Japan. So they cooked up this scheme to deport me to the U.S. illegally, you see,
mm-hmm.
with the Japanese government. But fortunately, I got it blocked in the courts right now. But in the meantime, I'm here in this Ushiku prison, and they're trying to kill me with nuclear radiation. Even if I get out of here, it may take 5 or 10 years off my life, and I may die a horrible death from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have the article here. This is an article from the Daily Yomiuri of October 2nd, 2004. And it's entitled, Nuclear Firms Lack Safety Culture. And it says right here in the article, talking about this says, 5 years have passed since Japan's first nuclear criticality accident took place, but lessons do not seem to have been learned. In the five-year period since the September 30th, 1999 chain reaction accident at a nuclear fuel processing plant in Tokaimura, Ibaraki Prefecture. That's where I am. I'm in Ibaraki Prefecture right now. I'm in another city called Ushiku. It's about 50 kilometers from Tokaimura,
mm-hmm.
about 25 miles. A number of nuclear energy-related scandals and accidents have occurred. And then it talks about the accident that happened there 5 years ago, and 660 residents of the town there got radioactive poisoning, and several people died. But the point is, okay, that was 5 years ago, the point is it's still leaking today. The plant's uranium conversion building where the accident occurred still continues to leak, or rather still continues to emit radioactivity, albeit only in minute quantity, not considered harmful to humans. That's the word you have to underline, not considered harmful to humans.
Mm-hmm.
But it is harmful to humans. Even the smallest amounts of this stuff are harmful to humans. You know, they did a survey here in Japan. They've got about 60 nuclear power plants in Japan. And they did a survey, and they found that even in a normal nuclear power plant that is not supposed to be leaking radioactivity, it's supposed to be perfectly safe, no accident, nothing, they found out that the people who live near there, the women who live near there, mm-hmm. have a much higher rate of miscarriages than what? People who live far away from these power plants, you see?
So, but
even when they're not leaking, they're dangerous. How much more dangerous is a nuclear power plant that's been leaking for 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't want to admit it's dangerous to people. They say here that it's not considered harmful to humans. If they admit it's harmful, they're going to have to have everybody leave the town, you see? And that'll look very bad for Japan and for the nuclear industry. There'd be an outcry in Japan. People would demand they close every nuclear power plant in the country. You see?
But Bob,
so they're lying that it's not harmful to human beings when it is harmful to human beings. That's good.
Bob, did you report this to the Japanese government?
Yes, I asked them a few days ago to transfer me to another prison.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't replied. We've asked about 2 weeks ago for provisional release again. That's the Japanese equivalent of bail. They already turned it down twice, but we asked again 2 weeks ago, and they haven't replied to that either. So I've asked for two things. I've asked for a provisional release. I should just get released, period, you know. But, I mean, I'm humoring these idiots, saying, give me a provisional release, you know, which is their equivalent of bail, or transfer me to another prison, another detention center. So far, they haven't replied to either, you know.
All right, Dr. Mayor will ask a question. Dr. Jerry Mayor, okay, do you have any question?
Bobby. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I can hardly hear you.
Yeah, this is Dr. Jerry Mayor. All right, Jerry, go ahead.
Hi, Bobby. Nice to hear again from you.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm fine, my friend.
Could you talk a little? Could you get closer to the mic? I can really hardly hear you, Doc.
Yeah. This time, the American and the Japanese is trying to harm you in a, you know, that's a very dangerous thing.
It's very vicious, very, very vicious. This whole thing, I'm convinced now, is a conspiracy from the beginning to either kill me in the U.S., or else if the Japanese don't want to cooperate with that for public relations reasons on their part, you see, doesn't look good for the Japanese government to cooperate with them to send me to my death in America, then just to quietly poison me to death here in Japan with radioactivity. You understand?
Yeah, I know that.
That's the game, as I see it.
Yeah, it may cause harmful like cancer, you know.
Yeah, this causes cancer, it causes impotency, it causes every kind of illness you can think of, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Why don't you go to the United Nations or to Amnesty International or whatever big names that can help you.
Yeah, well, Amnesty International, you know, is controlled by the Jews, Doc Mayor.
Mm-hmm.
That's a phony baloney organization.
Yeah.
You know? And so is the United Nations, controlled by the Jews, by the way. And they call it, what do they call it? The UN of the USA, right?
Yeah.
All right. Another question by Mr. Rolando Nolte.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing, Rolando?
Hello, Bobby.
Yeah. How are you?
Okay. That's the terrible thing about nuclear radiation, Rolando.
You don't
feel it. You don't smell it. You can't taste it. You can't hear it. Nothing. You can't see it, but it kills you.
Yeah.
That's the terrible thing about nuclear power, nuclear bomb, nuclear everything. Everything nuclear is just evil, you know?
Yeah. So how are your lawyers doing there?
Huh?
Your lawyers.
Well, I'm telling everybody. I told my friend Miyoko, my lawyers, get me out of here.
Yeah.
They say, you know, don't rock the boat. We're trying. Don't offend the Japanese. You know, they're very sensitive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The authorities, don't offend anybody, you know? You're going to make it harder for yourself. But my experience is you've got to tell it like it is, you know? You cannot, I cannot be quiet about this, you know?
Yeah, that's a big threat, no? That's the plants were in.
Yeah, and you know, radioactivity, there's just no way to recover from it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no cure for this kind of thing,
uh-huh.
You know? The only cure, I mean, so to speak, is to die, you know what I mean?
Nobody
gets better once they get enough nuclear radiation in their body, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're Bobby Fischer or Joe Blow, this stuff kills, you know?
All right, Bob, this is Tony Falcon again. What about this American? What they were doing to you now, right now?
America?
Yeah.
Well, America is controlled by the dirty Jews. I've said this over and over again for years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they have robbed an entire room full of my belongings. United States government, Bob Ellsworth, and Deakins in late 1998 or early 1999 robbed an entire room full of my belongings at Deakins Moving and Storage Company in Pasadena, California. And this stuff is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. It's worth a vast fortune. They robbed hundreds of boxes of my stuff. They robbed my safes. They robbed my file cabinets. They robbed tons of freestanding bags. They robbed statues, all my files, all my correspondence, all my contracts, all my chess sets, all my trophies, all my gifts. Just you know, a ton of stuff that I saved up for 30 or 40 years. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They just robbed it all. With the blessings of the filthy Jew-controlled U.S. government, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is the biggest robbery, or one of the biggest robberies, in the history of the United States of America. And the goddamn Jew-controlled press all over the world is blacking it out.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Mario, do you have any question more?
We go to other things that, you know.
Okay, okay. Yeah, all these things are tied together, you know.
Yeah.
They want to kill me with radioactivity so I won't be able to play Fisher Random Chess. So I won't be able to expose the Jews. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So I won't be able to expose the Beacon's robbery, and I won't be able to expose all the other crimes the Jews and the U.S. government have committed against me. You understand?
Yeah.
All this is tied together. You see, I beat the Jew, Arthur Bisguier. He's a grandmaster. You heard of him? Arthur Bisguier?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a good.
He's a grandmaster. He's one of the Jews' best players.
Yeah, yeah.
I beat him 13 games in a row.
13-0.
No, not 13-0. The first game we played, I think I was about 12 or 13, I lost. Second game we played was a draw.
Yeah, yeah.
And after that, I beat him the next game, 13 games, every single game, starting in about 1957, ending in about 1970. But it didn't really end in 1970, because I beat him in 1970, the 13th game, and that's the last game we played, so the streak is still going, you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't broken. It was never broken. I beat him 13 in a row, you see, and the Jews cannot take him. Not only that, I beat the Jew Mark Taimanov in a match 6-0.
Yeah,
I beat him, I think, a total of 7 games in a row altogether. And, you know, many similar exploits against the Jews and non-Jews. The Jews just can't take it, you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
They want to be considered the smartest people in the world, the brainiest people, geniuses. How is it possible I beat the U.S. champion? When the first game I beat this guy in 1957, he was U.S. champion.
Mm-hmm.
And I've beaten him since then. I beat him a total of 13 in a row, no draws in between. And every game was real. Nothing was prearranged. There's never been such a record in the history of chess. And the Jews just can't stand it. It's eating them, you know?
That's right.
I have a recent article here. You know, for years, the dirty Jews have been referring to me as the former world champion, right? Right? Hello?
All right, go ahead.
They refer to me as the former world champion constantly. But they don't get a kick out of that anymore, you see? So now the latest thing they've come up with is they're calling me former grandmaster. Can you imagine that?
Things like that?
Huh?
If you become a grandmaster...
They say I'm a former grandmaster. I'm not a grandmaster anymore. This is the latest, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
The dirty Jews stay up nights thinking of new ways to insult me. I have the story right here in front of me. Let's see.
Former grandmaster.
Here it says, Fisher wins deportation delay. This is from the Asahi Shimbun of September 9th, 2004. Former chess grandmaster Bobby Fischer stayed one move ahead of U.S. authorities on Wednesday
when he wanted to lay in efforts to deport him from Japan. So now I'm former chess grandmaster, according to the Jews, you see? Which, of course, is absurd, because a grandmaster title is for life. Have you ever heard of anybody being called a former grandmaster before?
Not yet.
Yeah, you know? They're calling me former grandmaster now.
Bobby, yeah. This is Dr. Mayer again.
Yeah.
If former world champion Kagpong wants
he's to... He's not the former world champion. He was never a champion. He's a, he's a crook.
You mean to say he's never a champion?
You know, his real name is Weinstein. You know that, don't you?
Weinstein. No, Kagpong. He wants to...
Oh, he's got Karpov. Yeah. I think he meant Kasparov. Okay, yeah, he's also a crook, Karpov. Okay, good.
Yeah, he wants a match with you.
Yeah,
we'll give him a match.
World champion either. You know his match with Korchnoi in Baguio was prearranged, don't you?
I prearranged.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, in the Philippines.
In the Philippines, that match that he played on Baguio in 1978, yes. That was completely prearranged, move by move, every move, every game. Of course, everybody knows that. U.S. Campomanes, pin
yeah.
down, tape record his answer, and you will see Campomanes, when he says it's not prearranged, is lying. You understand?
Bob,
Campomanes knows very well that match was prearranged, move by move. All
Bob,
that
Bob.
Stuff with the psychologists and all of the... all of the protests and all of the, it was all just a theater, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About Kasparov, you want to have a match with him?
Well, I don't play chess anymore. This is Dr. Mayer?
This is Dr. Mayer.
You know, I play Fischer Random.
Yeah, that's nice.
I've outgrown chess.
Yeah.
You know?
How's your...
It's a joke now.
How's your Fischer Random now on your chess clock?
Well, Fischer Random is doing fine, except, you know, the Jews are, like, trying to prevent it from growing, you know, and they want to kill me now, so I cannot play it, of course. But, and the clock also is nearing completion, finally, yes. But again, the Jews want to stop that, too, which is just a part of their calculations with this kidnapping, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's all a huge conspiracy of the Jews. The Jews control the United States, and the United States controls Japan, you see?
All right, Bob.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to know this matter now with regards to this idea. Who these people idea that they put you in jail? Do you have any idea?
Who put me in jail?
Yeah.
You mean, well, the Japanese immigrants...
No, I mean, is there any, country want to put you in jail now?
Yeah, yes. The U.S., of course.
Ah,
U.S. has a restaurant.
You represent the U.S. government.
Huh?
The U.S. government.
Yes, they have an arrest warrant for me since December 15th, 1992. A federal arrest warrant they put out. They have an indictment against me and a federal arrest warrant for playing a match against Boris Spassky in Yugoslavia in the summer fall of 1992.
I see.
See, and they want to put me in prison for 10 years for that.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, it's not a deportable crime in other countries, you see. I played the match in Yugoslavia in 1992, right?
Okay.
And then, a couple of months afterwards, the United States indicted me, but I was out of the country when they indicted me, you see? So they couldn't get their hands on me, right? But, and the problem was, they couldn't extradite me back to the United States, because nobody else considers playing what I did to be a crime, you see?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, to be a crime, I think it has to be a crime in both countries, generally, you see? It cannot just be a crime in the United States, it has to be a crime in the country you're in also for them to cooperate with the United States to send you back to the United States. You understand?
All right.
But it's not this is nonsense, playing chess. How is that a crime, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's total rubbish, and also it's not a law passed by Congress that playing chess in Yugoslavia is a crime. It was just an executive order signed by then President Bush Sr., you see?
Mm-hmm.
So it never went through Congress. It's actually illegal. You see, these executive orders. In other words, the president is trying to make laws just by signing a document that has not passed the Congress. You see, that's not legal according to the Constitution. This is like a vendetta also of his father. You see, the Bush Jr. Right, just like he has a vendetta against Saddam Hussein, right, for his father. Remember.
His father,
I guess, regretted he didn't go all the way to Baghdad to get Saddam Hussein in, 91. So his son did it 10 years later, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, or 11 years later. So now they do the same thing to me, you see?
Yeah.
You know? It's all totally illegal, totally criminal. You know? Did you hear about Cat Stevens the other day?
Yeah, Cat Stevens.
Yeah, he got deported from the U.S.
Muslim.
He got sent back to England.
Yeah.
And I thought that was very vicious, you know. But he's lucky, Cat Stevens. They didn't put him in
prison.
In prison because the initial reports were saying that he had given money to charities that the U.S. had designated to be terrorist organizations, you know, like Hamas or whatever, you know?
Yeah, because he's already a Muslim convert, you know.
Yeah, he's a Muslim convert. Also, I don't know if you read the articles about it, but it's very interesting how the press lied about Cat Stevens. They were saying, you know, he's talking about his hits, right? His hit songs, and they gave him some hit songs I never heard.
Yeah.
But they didn't give his real hits, like Matthew and
Brother Hassan.
And they didn't give Morning Has Broken.
Yeah, Morning Has Broken.
Peace Train.
Yeah.
All of those three songs were songs of very high moral content, right?
Yeah.
And Morning Has Broken was actually